This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, if Iraq plays its cards right, it could be the world's second largest oil exporter by 2020. That's according to a new forecast from the International Energy Agency. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Remember the protest signs during the war in Iraq? No war for oil. The assumption, American oil companies would tap Iraq's vast oil reserves after the war. Well, most of Iraq's oil contracts have been awarded, and the winners are
China, African state-owned oil companies, other Middle Eastern state-owned oil companies, Russian state-owned oil companies.
Blake Clayton at the Council on Foreign Relations says non-U.S. companies have had more success in Iraq, in part because they offered to do more than just pump oil.
Maybe it's to help build roads, to help build schools.
He says that type of infrastructure is the key to unlocking Iraq's huge potential for oil, not just getting the crude out of the ground, but delivering it to market and creating a stable society to keep that going. Bhushan Bari at Cambridge Energy says Iraq's aiming for 8 million barrels a day by the next decade.
It'll fall short, but even falling well short, it's going to be quite an expansion.
The biggest expansion in the oil market, he says, since the fall of communism opened Russia's oil to the world. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.